This week I've actually been focused on my responsibilities as CFO and looking out for the interest of Florida businesses. But in general, I'm running for governor because I believe it's time to bring a person with my business experience into the governor's office for a number of reasons. We're coming off a very, very difficult economy, and our unemployment rate is still 2 percentage points higher than the rest of the country. We have got to revive our economy and also remake our economy. And I have been presenting a very specific plan for the ideas that I have as governor that I would implement in order to remake Florida's future. And that message is really being well received all around the state. I've already made 10 stops on a tour, speaking with business people, everyday Floridians, and we can't do that without a strong public education system. I'm very much a supporter and proponent of a strong public education system. My own two children graduated from Florida public schools, and the things like this legislature did with the Senate Bill 6, in which they are trying to cram down education policy from Tallahassee to the local level, were just wrong. And we need a governor who will stand up and stop that stuff.
Speaking of SB 6, I'm going to move to the U.S. Senate race. Charlie Crist surprised a lot of people when he vetoed Senate Bill 6 and is becoming increasingly independent. How do you see the U.S. Senate race with Charlie Crist going independent, and now there's going to be a Democrat, a Republican, some others, and a big, strong independent in Charlie Crist? How do you see that race happening?
Well, it's going to be a fascinating race. Florida's never seen a race quite like this before. It's just going to be fascinating to see how people do line up. I believe that this state has a history of electing more moderate political figures, whether they be Republicans or Democrats. I myself am a fiscal conservative, very moderate, and I think that's where the people of Florida are.
Can I take that to mean that you think that someone, a fiscal moderate like Charlie Crist, has a better chance than someone who might not be a fiscal moderate like Kendrick Meek, or are you not saying that?
Well, no, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just, I have endorsed and am a strong supporter of Kendrick Meek, who will be the Democratic nominee. But in a three-way race, anything might happen.